AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Nashville, John Drake, says they haven't figured out a motive yet for yesterday's deadly school shooting.
We feel that these students that were targeted were randomly targeted. There was not any particular student that they were that she was looking for at the time of the incident.
Three students and three adults at the Covenant School were killed. The shooter, Audrey Hale, was later shot and killed. Drake says Hale had bought seven weapons, all of them legally. Senate Minority Whip John Thune was asked if changes in gun safety rules should be considered.
With respect to any discussion of legislation, it's premature. There's an ongoing investigation, and I think we need to let the facts come out.
Sources say a federal judge ruled former Vice President Mike Pence must testify in a case involving former President Donald Trump.
Two people familiar with the ruling say former Vice President Mike Pence will have to testify before a grand jury. Pence was subpoenaed by a special counsel investigating efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election results. But sources say Pence will not have to testify about his actions on January 6th. That's the day when a violent mob of Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol building as Pence was presiding over a joint session of Congress to certify the vote. Pence argued that because he was serving in his capacity as president of the Senate that day, he was protected from being forced to testify. Mike Hemp in Washington.
An appellate court ruled a Maryland court did not give the family of the murder victim in the case chronicled in the hit podcast Serial enough time to attend a court hearing in person that led to Adnan Syed's release. A new hearing will be held. Syed's conviction in Baltimore has been reinstated, but he will not be taken back into custody. This is AP News. At least 40 migrants have died in a fire in northern Mexico.
Images from the scene show ambulances, firefighters, and vans from the morgue around the facility. The injured have been taken to four hospitals, according to the Diario de Juarez newspaper. Sources told the paper the fire happened late Monday at a facility in the city across from El Paso in Texas. Media's reporting Mexico's Attorney General's office has launched an inquiry and has investigators at the scene. Suárez Juárez is a major crossing point for migrants. It's shelters full of migrants waiting for opportunities to cross or who've requested asylum in the U.S. and are waiting out the process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Investigators say they finally captured the man they believe firebombed a prominent Wisconsin anti-abortion lobbying group's office last year ahead of the Supreme Court decision to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.